Hi, I'm Emily, host of the podcast Sex with Emily. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all my podcasts. You can actually listen to them on iTunes for free. And you can sign up for my mailing list, which you really should do right now because you will get the free report, the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed. If you're a man or woman, click the box and you'll know, because I got to be honest, you're probably making one of them, if not all five. Not that you're probably doing some great things as well, but it'll help you. And also, I'll send you things, but I won't spam you, and they'll all be things that you will like, the emails. But I don't send too many. Anderson, you're on my email list. I don't send out too many. I'm not like an annoying email person.
I want to know.
It's all informative.
I
you delete it?
No, I'm joking. No.
My mom got mad at me because it went to her office. She's like, please don't send my stuff. I'm like, just press the unsubscribe button.
I think I've got like one or two from you in the last like month or
something. I'm not a crazy emailer. It's just good stuff I'm sharing with people. So, you know, I'm here with Anderson. Anderson hosts a wonderful podcast.
The Film Vault.
The Film Vault.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I fell in love with American Hustle and can't shut up about it.
I'm dying to see it.
It's so good, it made me cry.
Really?
Yes. And Amy Adams' nipples almost...
made you cry? Made you give you a boner? What?
I don't really care about them, but it's for the sake of the show. It's a sex show. Amy Adams' nipples almost make their debut in this movie. Numerous times. Mr. Skin
are they
would be excited.
Nipples? Mr. Skin. Oh.
They almost make their... They're always threatening to pop out.
Oh, that's kind of... See, don't you think that's hotter? I got to bring in my guest
here. Oh, for sure.
Because I'm sure he's got a lot to say about... This is Brad Williams. He's a...
I know a lot about
comedian.
Nipples.
Hi, Brad. So good to see you. I'm so glad you're here. I'm like, why not just... We're all just going to talk now about nipples.
Sure.
Brad, I'm so glad you're here. I met you during Loveline, which mm-hmm. I was hosting, which was so fun. Mm-hmm. And now you're here on the show to talk all about your sex life.
Yes, because I felt the last... When I was on Loveline, this is... I feel I bring a... sexual experience that you may not actually be too familiar
I'm
with.
I'm not. We're going to get it. Tell me why. Let's tell people why.
Well, because I'm a little person, and not when I say little person, you go, oh, what, like you're 5'3"?
Right.
No, I would suck a dick to be 5'3". I am 4'4". So I'm a tiny dude, little person, dwarf, midget, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And you, when I was on Loveline, you were fascinated by the whole dwarf sex thing because...
I was. I am still.
Because I get laid.
I wasn't fed that you got laid. I want to hear about how you get laid and the sex that you have and all that. But we could get into that in 2 seconds, but
sure.
I want to hear... Well, because... Yeah, we will. 1 second. Nipples. Quickly about nipples. I just want to say that I feel like it's almost better when women don't like the hint of something. Like when you almost see a woman's nipple or you almost see a skirt.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. Nonnudes.com is a good place to go sometimes.
Okay. Oh, you'd rather see the whole nipple.
No. I'm just saying sometimes.
I want to go back to the points that was before we get into Brad's sex.
There's definitely been girls that I've dated that as soon as their clothes have come off, I'm like, oh, no.
You wish it had happened to you. Has that happened to you too?
Yeah, I've had a couple times like that. There's been a couple women in my life that were regular sexual partners that I would prefer that they would keep the bra on. And that would turn me on more, because their breasts would look amazing in the bra, and then once they were out of the bra, I'd be like, God damn it!
I know the bras—they're so misleading.
Sure,
because they're like uplifting, and they've got like ten, you know, all this padding. I'm like holding my breast here, but I think I have a push-up bottom, but they're pretty real.
All
right.
Well,
I don't think you'd be bummed. I mean, they are real. They're totally real breasts. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's like, well, you know, I got to have 30% silicone implant.
My bra isn't like too padded or anything. It's like a regular bra. And I don't have a boob job. Although I was dating a guy recently who he said he thought that I did until we had sex and he realized that I did not. So if you were thinking the same thing, I just want you to know that I don't have a boob job. if you were curious. So, okay, Brad, Talk to me about your sex life. Talk to me about you, first of all. You have a podcast?
Yes, I have a podcast called About Last Night. I do it with my buddy and comedian, Adam Ray. Adam was in the movie The Heat. He played the bad guy, the nightclub owner with the beard, who ran the nightclub, who got to motorboat Sandra Bullock in his first ever scene in movies. So
really?
Good. So good on you, Adam.
That is a good one. I love it. Oh, my God. That's fun.
Yeah. Okay. He was really good.
Yeah.
That was his first movie ever?
That was his first movie ever.
He did a bang-up job. I liked him.
There you go. Well, he is my podcast partner, my heterosexual life mate, and we have great guests on, and we talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
You just kind of talk. Do you even see scripts or do you anything? Or
no, because being two comedians that are on the road frequently, we always have road stories. We always have things to go on, and we always have fascinating guests that have their own stories and their own takes on what's going on. So,
do you only have comedians on, or do you have everyone?
Oh, we had your own.
Dr. Drew.
We had Dr. Drew on. We had Lisa Kudrow on.
Amazing.
And Michael McDonald from Mad TV. And we had Paul Feig, the director of The Heat. All of these people.
Wow. That's great.
So, we have a nice assortment.
That sounds good. Okay. And you're taking a break from your stand-up right now, you said?
Just in December. Just to hang out with the family. Yeah.
Don't you love that everyone in LA? You live in LA too?
Yes.
Okay, this is a phenomenon because I lived in San Francisco when I was smoother, and everyone in LA loves to say, like, oh, the whole town shuts down in December. Like, no one does anything after, like, the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that anywhere else. Well, he's like, you can't get anything done the whole month of December. I'm like, really? Like, should I just leave? Should I stop
working? Yeah, well, it's because it's a show business town.
It is show business.
In show business, they like to take time off, and they're like, December's just done. Nothing happens.
But I feel like you can't even talk to. Like, I feel like I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm a workaholic. So what happens in December? It's like I'm detoxing or something.
Just have fun.
Go to movies.
Fill your time with sex.
I should fill my. I'm trying to, but I'm not. No, I actually am having more sex lately. Okay, tell me about your sex life.
My sex life is a lot of tall women that have a bucket list item.
Really?
That's
and you're on their bucket list. They're like, I want to sleep with a little person.
It's something different. It's something new.
It's true. That is different and new, I guess, for many people.
Sure. And like, because a lot of people just assume that I sleep with other little people. And I do. Don't get me wrong. There's quite a few. But the majority are tall women that just say, "Well, I haven't tried that,"
Do they find you online? Do you meet them at a bar and they're like, "Hey"?
Being a comedian helps.
Because you have fans and people just throw themselves at you.
Yeah, and then I talk.
The second
on
you put a mic in
her
next to your mouth, what?
Yeah, but then I talk for an hour on stage and I do a couple of jokes about how women are curious about having sex with a little person, and normally I get women that come up to me after shows and go, "I'm one of those women. I'm kind of curious."
Do you plant that seed so you think that in their head and mind, so it will happen after every show? You think?
I didn't do it on purpose. I did it because literally there were so many questions afterward from people. I thought, well, let me just answer them on stage, and then there was a time where I would open up my shows to Q&As from the audience. Like, hey, does anyone have, like, because a lot of times people aren't around people with dwarfism or they're afraid to talk to one, so they don't get to ask questions. So I would open up my show to questions. And I would say 75% of the time, the first question would be, how big's your dick? You know, just like
really?
That.
Really? They all ask that?
Yeah, from women and dudes. That's the thing, is like, dudes are very fascinated by that. And I don't know if they just don't want to know that a dwarf has a larger penis than them.
You do, probably, don't you?
Well,
you have a big dick, huh?
Well, here's what I say, and I have measured. Every guy has. If it's a guy's like, I have never measured my penis. Bullshit.
Right. Every guy has.
He is lying, and not only has he measured, but he made sure he had the biggest boner possible when he measured, because that becomes your number.
Exactly. That's and like, he shaved too.
Yes.
Men shave so it looks longer.
That's like your 40 time at the NFL combine.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like
you
have to post the best number possible, because that's your number that will follow you. So yeah, of course I measured, and it's six inches.
Oh, that's a little above average.
Is it?
It's 5 to 7 inches is average.
Okay. I mean, my thought was
middle
always
average,
that.
Middle average, 5, 6, yeah.
Yeah, my thought that always, it was average, but then on me, it just looks fucking huge.
He said that could be it too, whatever
like,
works for you.
It's all about perspective. Like,
right.
At 4'4", 6 inches on me is like, damn! You know, it's good, and I can legitimately say, without exaggeration, that it hangs down to my knee.
Right, exactly. Oh, right, there you go.
And
that's
not
a good
that many
one.
Not that many guys could say that.
Exactly.
So and that's
so that's the first question from your audience.
Yeah.
So now I don't have to ask you that. Now we know about your penis.
Sure. And that's usually how I would hook up with women, is they would just ask about that, and I would say, well, I'll show it to you, because I don't mind, because I no, because I like to show as many women as possible to get the word out that dwarves aren't packing pea shooters.
Yeah.
We're packing cannons.
Exactly.
Cannons! Well,
I did not assume that.
Sure.
But I could see that people would assume that. I'm glad we cleared this up. Do you know how laid you're going to get after the show? Because everybody...
Good cannon.
That was awesome.
Well,
feedback
done.
At sexwithemily.com if you want to sleep with Brad. Because because I do get... Every time people email me, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I get lots of emails. A lot of people are listening to the show.
There
so
you go.
What was your first sexual experience like?
Oh, my God. Okay, this is a story.
Oh, good.
Okay. This isn't your normal, we had been dating for 2 years and we lit some candles and it was a Okay. Here, when I lost my virginity to a lovely little person who I'd been dating for 2 years. Yeah, two years.
Okay.
And we were both virgins. Now, I wanted to lose it quickly. I'm a dude.
How old were you?
I was 20 when I lost.
Okay.
But she was a hardcore Christian, but wasn't against the fact of having sex before marriage, but just wanted to make sure that it was a real relationship and that it was something that could be something great. And I'm fine with that. Okay, great. She's a great girl. I'll stick around. Good. So she finally comes to me and says, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do this. Let's consummate the relationship. Excellent. We set up the night. She tries to set whatever mood. I come over right before we start getting into it. She says, okay, now before we do this, we need to pray about
that
this.
That's the biggest buzzkill I've ever heard in my life. Okay, I'm sorry for the relationship.
No, it's okay. It's fine. But I'm like, oh, okay, pray. And, you know, as a 20-year-old virgin, you're like, it wouldn't matter what she had said. I would have said okay. She'd
right,
be like, hey, rub this spiked log over
exactly.
your nutsack. Yeah, done. Okay, let's get to the sex part.
Totally.
But she says, like, I want you to do it. I want you to pray. And I'm like, wait, but pray for what? She goes, you have to ask – you have to tell God that this is not a sense of the flesh, that we are doing this out of love, and that you want him to bless this sexual union. I'm like, you want me to ask God to essentially bless my penis?
Oh, my God.
Like, that's – like, talk about a holy stick.
Exactly. talk about, like, just – but you're so excited to get laid for the first time, so you're like, I'll say anything, but really.
So we do. So we get on our knees, and not in the sexual way, in the middle of her room, and we're both naked, and she's, like, looking at me like, okay, go for it. And I'm like, dear God, please bless this sexual union that
right.
we are about to make. And just like I did this
oh
whole,
my God.
I did this whole long prayer, and like thank God I'm a comedian, and I have
meet the parents. Do you ever see that scene with Ben Stiller when he's sitting at the table and he's like they make him pray and he says, "Dear God," anyway,
yeah.
I always
dear
laugh.
God,
dear God,
Brad,
oh press,
oh God.
God, yeah, oh
please,
dear God,
please tell me you had your hands clasped around your dick.
Yeah.
Please tell me that.
Did you?
I got the magic stick.
Okay, so.
We were holding our hands, we were holding our hands together, but we were both naked. So this is an.
Oh God, you were already naked. Okay.
Yes. So
you're about to do it. And you're already like have a boner.
I'm picturing the boner just going down with each verse. So.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm watching. I'm
yeah.
Making
the,
my mind.
It's
okay. That I'm picturing you naked with your boner going down.
It's fine.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. The boner was pointing up, and then as the prayer kept going, it kept. Going, it just went south and south, and then it was just pointing towards Satan.
That's a turnoff for her, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you should have asked her to do the prayer at the end. You
right.
know what I mean? So you could be screaming out, like, oh God, this is because we love each other.
Oh, God. Yeah, but then she has to, like, pray to God with man juice on her face, and that's
right.
not fun.
God sees all.
So, yeah, that was my...
Okay, so what happened? But then you had sex after that?
Yeah, but then we had sex after that.
And then you broke up with her the next day.
Obviously.
And said, F you and the God.
No. Then 2 weeks later, she actually broke up with me.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was on the road too much doing comedy.
Got it. You were doing comedy. But you're successful. So what... Okay, so your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about that first, because I just assume all comedians and people who are in entertainment, right? We had some fucked up shit going on?
Did
you have a lovely childhood?
I had a great childhood. I feel like I'm not the
depressed and
yeah. I have a mom
angry?
And dad. They've been married for now 35
wow,
years.
Good 30, for
yeah,
you.
35, 36 years still together. Got a great sister. A dog. Like everything's normal. The only unnormal part about my childhood was the whole dwarfism thing.
Right.
And
the dwarfism thing could be a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But then that's when I turned to humor. I turned to humor to deflect when people would either make fun of me or make comments or
that's
got to
be such a – I can't imagine it as a child growing up that you had to deflect to that side. I mean, sure, it hurt, and then you learned to
– It did, but I have an amazing father and Dr. Drew is fascinated by my dad because of what he did with me. My dad, first of all, my parents are both tall.
How tall?
My dad's like 6'1", my mom's 5'8".
Okay,
so
yeah.
They're big. And yeah, so like I just don't want people to think that dwarves are like gremlins.
Right.
Like you get a midget wet and like four just pop
right.
out. Like, no, it's not
good
like that.
Good to know. I'm glad we're clearing up a lot of myths here.
Exactly.
Dwarves, yeah.
So my dad knew that I would be made fun of. He was not naive. He didn't try to tell me, you're just like everybody else.
Because
right. I'm not like everybody else. And that's
right.
obvious when you meet me. So what he did is that he told me from a very young age. I remember as young as 3 or 4, he would say, Brad, you're going to be made fun of a lot. But to prepare you for that, I'm going to make fun of you first.
Okay, you were 3 or 4.
Yes, and he's telling me this. He's like, I'm going to make fun of you all the time. But when I do, know that it's coming from a place of love, and I want you to hit me back. I want you to hit me with something else. When I say you're little, you tell me I'm bald. You tell me I'm fat. You tell me I'm ba-ba-ba. And you hit me back with something. And that and like
that's amazing.
And that he instilled that in me at age 3 or 4. So when I went, by the time I went to kindergarten, and I would walk in, and the kids would be like, "What's wrong with you?" I would look back at them, and go, "What's wrong with your shirt? Really? Oh God, Mighty Mouse, that's
really?
Terrible!" Like I would just make fun of kids all the time. But then that didn't get me at odds with kids. That made me one of them. They're like,
right.
"Oh, Brad's cool about it."
Right.
Like, and I would make jokes about it myself. Yes, and
that's brilliant, actually.
Right, so like, it was kind of natural.
I love
that
your
became,
dad. I'm obsessed with your dad too.
He's a great.
What
dude.
Does he do for a living?
He's a lawyer.
Okay,
or he was a lawyer. He retired, but
right.
So he knows how to argue, and he knows how to get people's attention, and he knew that if he did that with me, that it would sort of make people comfortable, and he told me that when I meet people, that I need to make a quick joke about dwarfism really fast, so that people know, oh, he's cool with it.
Do you still do that?
Absolutely.
I think you did that when I met you on Loveline.
Yeah.
Right.
There was one time I didn't, and I did it almost as a social experiment. I went on a blind date with the woman, and it was obvious to me that whoever our mutual friend that set us up did not tell her that I was a little person.
Okay.
And so I show up, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm just not going to mention it at all, and we're just going to talk, and we had normal, great conversation throughout the entire dinner. Then the waiter came and said, would anyone like any dessert? And she said, yes. She goes, I would love the strawberry shortcake. Looked at me and went, oh, my God, I am so sorry. I don't mean anything by it. I swear. I'm just a fan of berries and frosting.
Oh, my God.
And I just could not stop laughing.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Right.
But that was proof that that's what happens when you don't address it and
right.
you don't
so
talk
the whole
about
time she's
the
thinking
room.
Like, oh, my God, am I going to say something? Am
yes.
I going to say something? And then she orders the
yes.
shortcake of
and
all the things. She could have gotten the souffle.
Yeah.
And, the chocolate souffle.
And then it starts freaking out about it. And, of course, I wasn't offended.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious. And so that's why. And my dad was right. When I see people, you make a quick joke, and then to this day, this is what I do when people say something to me, either on stage or I was Christmas shopping today, and this is not a bit. This literally happened to me today. I was buying something, and a African American gentleman, black guy, walked up and went, "Hey man, you that dude from Jackass?" And I was like, "Oh my God, you're Morgan Freeman!" And we said that quick, and he like had that moment of, "Oh wait, shit, he just made fun of me." And like, but then he laughed, and then
right.
we had that bonding moment, and then we had about a 5-minute long conversation.
Right, that's so funny.
And
right.
he was cool. So that's why I don't know the whole like anti-bullying campaign, I agree that sometimes it goes way too far.
Right.
And definitely people need to know that they have a place to go and that people can step in. But just the right amount of jokes, the right amount of conflict and talking and honesty is a good thing.
Right.
It's
a good
thing. And because it prepares you for things, because that kind of things are going to happen in the real world. Was I bullied as a kid? Yes, I was bullied as a kid. But I had great parents who taught me how to deal with that.
Right.
And so for me, the bullying almost became fun. Like when a kid would bully me, when a kid would make fun of me, I was like, oh, cool, this is go time.
Right.
This is,
you were so well equipped for it.
Yeah.
Right. You had all your, right. That's amazing. So it made you so strong and funny.
Yeah. That's like being the black belt who walks into a bar and the guy walks up and goes, oh, fuck, kick your ass. You're like, oh, this is going to be good.
Right.
Like, you're just like, I'm trained for this.
Do you brothers, sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay. How'd you guys get along?
Great. No, that's a
older,
lie.
Older, younger?
That's a lie.
Okay.
We're not good one, right? We are now. We're extremely right. close now. But when we were kids, she's older by 15 months, and she would bully me a lot.
Really?
But she knew what to say to really get
right,
to me.
Of course. She's your sister, so she knows. She knew everything. You can't pull the stuff that dad says, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm really
There was one time where I was so fed up, like I ran away from home. And when I say run away,
it was like down the street to 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, like upper middle class Orange County run.
Are you from Orange County?
Yeah. So I ran literally down the street. Was like, I don't have my Sega Genesis anymore,
right, exactly.
And then just turned around and came back. That was the runaway, not
right,
like
exactly.
anything dramatic. But we have a great relationship now.
That's
and
good.
But she can't stand to know that I have sex.
Why it makes her crazy?
It tears her apart.
She doesn't want it. Well, like my brother doesn't want to hear that my sex show at all. He's been on my show and he's like, I'm not want to hear one thing where I sex. So is that why she doesn't? Because she's your brother, sister?
Yeah.
Okay, but how is your sex life? How would you say now your sex life is? How is it different from other people? What are you into? Or what's your thing?
What am I into?
Your sister doesn't want to hear about it, but I do.
You do, so I will let you know.
Yeah.
I have a massive Napoleon complex. Where
I can imagine.
When I have sex with a woman, I'm not having sex for my pleasure. I'm having sex so she will love all little people.
Oh, like, you're doing it for the whole the common good.
And that's literally
my
thought.
Literally in your brain, really?
My thought when I'm having sex with a woman is, I'm going to fuck you so good that you are going to like swear off average-sized guys, tall guys, or as we call you, reachers.
Right.
I'm
5'1", but I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. But you are going to swear off all those types of men, and you will only be with little people.
That's quite a goal to go. Mindset. Everyone needs like a mindset before the fight, before they go in, or before sex, and that's yours.
Well, but also that happens because as a little person, I know that when I have sex with a woman, I'm more than likely the first dwarf that she's ever had sex with.
Right.
So I'm the representative. I'm the spokesman of the entire
group.
You
really are. And you're like, I can't mess this up. Do you ever mess up? But do you ever like have experience? You can't always be like the Rocky in bed.
Oh, God, no. Oh, of course I have terrible outings. I'm not batting 1,000 by any means.
Right, exactly. Because who does? Because then you'd be like a miracle person.
But also one thing that I've noticed is that because women are having sex with a little person, when they do that, they feel like, well, I'm already doing something new. I'm already letting my freak flag fly just a little bit. They anything that they've ever wanted to do comes out with me.
Oh.
Like what?
Interesting. I know. Like what? Exactly.
Going straight to Shiza.
Like straight out of a scene from Californication. I was shocked when I saw this scene because I thought, this is pulled from my fucking life. There was a woman one time that was on top and just flat out punched me in the face and knocked me out.
No.
Yeah.
You got knocked out.
Knocked out. Now, the story I was told later after I came to, because I actually had a buddy and he was with another girl in the room at the same time.
What, were you like in high school or something? College?
This was on the road.
Okay. On the road. Oh, right. So you get laid all the time if you're on the road.
So
I want to go on the road. Just get laid. Okay, yeah? Can I go with you? Yeah.
Go. Come on.
I know. I should be on the road.
The road.
I just sit,
give
in,
talks.
I sit in the room with my – I know. I need to do that more.
Next thing you know, you're punching Brad in the face.
Exactly. Oh, my God. No, I would totally do something different, Anderson. I'm unique.
Yeah. Like
– I'm a unique, like a flower. Having sex with me is not like anyone else.
Snowflake.
I'm a snowflake. Exactly.
I bet. But
so why did she punch you in the face?
Well,
how? What?
Well, this is what I heard happen from my buddy, because he said that when she hit me and knocked me out, he stopped having sex with his girl. I was like, what the hell, you just punched my friend. And while this is going on, she kept riding me, and apparently I was told this I don't know if this is true. I cannot verify this. I'm not trying to brag. But apparently she got off while I was unconscious.
Wow.
Like she was like, that's
I'm sure
she
did, because for a lot of women that was the final punch. Unfortunately,
it's a power move. Yeah,
right. And that wouldn't be bragging because you're literally doing nothing at that point.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He let her. Yeah, but
that's
so
me.
Maybe that was her bucket list, is to bang a little person while unconscious.
Right,
something
and punching.
Like that.
That's a
or something.
Very specific bucket list.
Ouch!
Item.
No kidding.
Have, but so did you have, like, bruises and stuff?
Oh yeah, I had a black eye.
Who was this? Did she have tattoos? Piercings?
She had tattoos. She for
was,
sure. Not
this
that
was in Reno, Nevada.
That makes sense so
and,
far.
Yeah.
Silver, the Silver Dollar Casino or whatever?
Wait. You know that casino?
I know Reno.
Silver Lake Casino, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. Good,
oh, my God.
Good call.
I went to Reno once, yeah.
I guess that casino has a type.
Oh, Reno has a type.
Reno
yeah,
has
yeah,
a type.
Yeah, it's true. But along those lines, I just feel that women, once they're open themselves up to having sex with a little person, in that when they're doing that, they're so open to anything else.
Do you ever say to them, though, like, I'm open or I could do whatever? Do you ever egg that on or do you just?
No, I don't really egg it on. It just sort of happens.
So what else? Anything else that we would be? That's sort of shocking. And I feel your pain right now. I feel like that hurts. But I like that you had an orgasm.
Three different times I've had sex with a woman while her husband watched.
Oh, interesting. So was it his thing or was it her thing?
Two times it was the girl thing. One time it was the guy's
thing. How's that work? Now, you know about that beforehand and you're like, you know what? I need my sex, so I'm going to make that happen.
One time it was I was at a swingers club and it was sort of talked about and it was
right.
Okay. Like, hey, that was the time it was the guy's thing.
Okay.
And then the other two times it was completely organic. It was the girl's thing. I did not know that was going to happen. And then the guy just sort of follows. You know, like it's made apparent that I am allowed to have sex with his wife. His wife talks to me at the bar. She expressed interest. I express interest because she's good looking.
Right.
Then the husband walks over. I'm like, whoa, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hit on your girl.
And he's like, I'm into it. It's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, hey.
And he says, no, it's fine. This is something that she wants to do and something that I'm allowing her to do. And I say, oh, great. So then we go back to my place, and then the guy follows and comes in the room, and that's when I'm like, wait, huh?
Right.
What's
happening? Because usually they want to watch. That's kind of their fetish.
Wait, is he touching himself at all? What's going on,
I know,
Brad?
Guys don't – normal guys, like – not normal.
I don't care how hot, Brad. I'd have to say no, sorry, deal off if old hubby's watching.
See, but in – both the women were attractive. I wouldn't have done it if they weren't.
But still.
But there's that moment where every time I do a new position, every time I do a new move, I'm looking over at the guy watching, like, is this okay?
Right.
You know, like I love to be very aggressive in bed. I love pulling hair. I love choking. I love those types of things. So, and a lot of times I sort of naturally progress into those things. But I would, like, do that and then, like, look over at the guy, like, is this cool?
Right.
Is this cool?
That's kind of weird to have to check in with a dude. You're already thinking about the woman's pleasure
right.
and your own pleasure, and then you got a dude who's watching, lurking.
Yeah.
But does he ever come in and try to join in, or that didn't happen?
No, that never happened. That was the one thing that I expressed every time before the actual event
like,
went down.
Like, don't touch
was,
my penis. Like, don't
no,
come
that,
near
like,
it.
Like, this is not happening.
But is he masturbating?
Yeah, that was my next question.
One time, and he said he wouldn't, but then he just started doing it, and then I'm like, there.
And then she punched you in the face, knocked out, and he came on your unconscious face.
That's
exactly,
a
terrible
story. Exactly, but it's true. A lot of men are and women, they get off and seeing their partner have sex with someone else.
It's a trip. I didn't know about that world until being a comedian. But in the same way that people when they have sex with a little person, they're more open. I think people are more open with comedians because you see me perform for an hour, you feel like you know
no,
me.
No, exactly. Like, they feel like I totally know you.
Yeah, I'm talking about so much of myself on stage and my life and everything like that. When I get off stage, people just like, oh yeah, we were having a conversation, even though I was talking the entire time.
Right, exactly.
They feel like they've just had that.
And the women
experience.
Are probably just getting, you know, I think that it's really sexy and when a man can get up and talk or perform. And I mean, you know this because women throw themselves off you. So I could see a lot of women like, you know, watching that and seeing that they know you and then meeting you backstage and then you're pulling their hair and punching you in the face.
And then I get away with that because I'm cute. Like,
you are cute.
Like, when I, and I don't
Sorry
mean cute.
About that.
No, it, no, it's
no,
fine.
No, but they don't see it coming. They don't think that you would be the hair puller aggressor. But do you find that most women like that?
Yes.
Right?
If you do it right.
How, okay, what's the right way to pull the hair?
Okay. This is how you pull hair, guys.
Thank you. This is a good information to have.
You,
yes.
You
for
don't,
the
you
men listening.
Don't grab it by the end. You don't, like, that's like a horse and buggy thing.
Right.
Don't do that. What you do is you take your hand, you spread your fingers, you go to the very base of the head, and then you sort of track up the woman's head so all the hair gets caught up in between your fingers.
Okay.
When you get to right about the back of the head, upper scalp, then you grab as much as you can, and then you pull that. Because the more hair you grab, that's the less force that's actually going to be onto the woman.
Right.
So you can grab harder, you can pull harder, and it could be the aggressive act without the actual
exactly.
pain.
Exactly. It's not as much pain if you do it.
Yeah.
If you do it wrong.
It's,
so you think most women are sort of that you are choking, you said?
Yes. But also the reason why they do that, and and by the way, when I say cute, I don't mean like I'm hot. I mean like, huh, like that.
Right.
Like that,
right.
Like that kind of cute. So it's not threatening. Because when I choke a woman, if a 5'8" guy, big build or even average build, is choking a woman, there is a level of trust that a lot of women aren't able to give to that
right.
man, because he could, if he wants to, keep going and she would not have a choice.
Right.
And that's – you have to be very trustworthy to be able to have that happen in their relationship, whether it be one night or a standard
right.
relationship. But with me, I can choke you and women think, yeah, but if it gets too much – I can kick his ass.
See, that's so funny that you say that, because I was just thinking that a lot of women are just would be turned on by that, and they mm-hmm. just a lot of guys don't do that. They don't experience it. They're not aggressive enough, or they would like to, but they never
sure.
have.
Sure.
And that just a lot of not every single time, but women are kind of into that. And I think you tap into something there. But I wasn't even thinking that they wouldn't feel safe.
No,
but that's a good point.
Yeah,
I think it's great that you're aggressive in bed.
And let me tell you, Emily, I am, because it I feel. I feel I have that green light to do it, and as I say, the woman, even though I'm the aggressor, when it's a little person doing it, the woman still feels like they are in complete control.
Right. Okay.
And that's why they allow it to do it, and that's why with many women that I've been with, I've had a lot of women discover that they like that, and where they didn't know it before.
Right. Exactly.
Whether it be choking, hair pulling, and a couple of rare occasions, slapping.
Slapping.
Yeah.
Slapping their ass?
No.
Slapping their face?
Face.
Oh.
Yes.
But you don't punch them, you just slap them.
No, never close fist. Never.
How do you just go in for the slapping the face? You could kind of, is there a way that you build up to that?
Yeah. You don't just like.
You don't just slap her face.
No.
You have to already slap her ass first, grab her hair.
Yeah. It's not like three soft pecks on the lips and then. No.
Right.
You
no.
don't
you
do
ease
that.
Into it. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. This isn't Boardwalk Empire. So, but you slowly build up to that. And if the woman's comfortable with me pulling her hair hard, and if she likes to enjoy it, if she says things like harder, if I spank her and she tends to enjoy that, then okay, if I'm a missionary, I'll try it. And a lot of times I'll do it really light at first. Really light.
Right.
And then I'll just kind of little test smack, and just to see. Because
okay, what percentage of women you think are cool with you slapping their ass?
With the ass?
Is that what you're talking about? First, yeah. Or you said the face?
Oh, ass first.
I thought
then,
you were doing ass. Okay, right.
Yeah,
to the
then,
ass first. But would you say that women
face.
Like, yeah.
A vast majority are.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and that's why I say, like, a lot of women don't know that they like that until, because your average guy is not just going to cock back, deck a girl, and be like, yeah, she
right.
likes that shit.
Right.
Like,
exactly. They're totally not. But.
That's scary, because if you do that with too much force, and then the girl goes out and tells the cops, what are you going to tell the cops? No, she asked me to do that. No,
right.
she likes that. It was a sex thing.
Exactly.
That's a he said, she said, and the guys do not win in that scenario. So I get why that doesn't get expressed all that much. But a lot of women, when I do it, discover that they like it. And I don't know if it's they would like it for everyone. I
right.
don't know if they like it because they know, as I mentioned before.
Right, right. We don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but
who knows? But a lot of women do.
I think a lot of women like – not every woman, but they just like a variety. And they
mm-hmm.
do like being dominated.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
That and I just think there's something to being dominated by someone that you know you could dominate.
Right.
With.
Yeah, I guess so. That's a different twist on it. But I just think in general women like to be dominated.
Sure.
And they do. And that a lot of women, guys don't dominate in the way that maybe they should. I'm not saying every woman, but sometimes they would. But I also see what you're saying. So when you said to me that they're scared, right, mm-hmm. I get it. But when you're saying that, okay, so when you're having sex with a woman,
mm-hmm.
you are having sex for every little person in the world.
Yes.
Because you have to make this good. So what? Yes. So you must be amazing in bed.
What's that?
You must be amazing in bed, Brad.
Well, now, if I say yes, I'm an
whole,
asshole.
All the little people in the world,
yeah.
And you're like, I am going to be the one guy that's going to, you know, change whatever their opinions were before.
Sure.
So you must have some pretty well honed moves.
Well, I will say,
besides the slapping and the,
yes.
you know.
Well, I will say this, ladies listening to this podcast, if you're ever lucky enough, and I do say the word lucky enough to have sex with a male little person, the best position is doggy style, because as a little person, we do it standing up.
Right.
And
okay.
We don't get tired. There's no cramping. We can go as hard as we want or as long as you can take it.
Right. Okay. That's your favorite position.
Yes.
That's the best position, right? Because you're standing and then you're – right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you reach around and make sure that her clitoris is also getting
– I have. Yeah.
Not often? Because a lot of time during doggy style, women can't – they need to have their clitoris.
Sure. Well, I have little – arms.
Right.
I have little T-Rex arms, so I do have to make an effort for that.
Got it. She uses a sex toy, too. Do you ever use sex toys?
Yes, I have. It's fun.
Yeah? What do you like? What do you use? Do you remember? It's okay if you don't. What
clit,
does it look like?
Clit vibrators.
Yeah, clit vibrators. Those
standard
are great
vibrators.
For...
Those are the most popular things.
Right.
And
a little pocket rocket.
I don't get it when guys say, like, I'm intimidated. I don't
me
want.
Neither.
Because, listen. Listen, guys. And listen, girls. You can have your vibrator. Have it. Use it. Enjoy it. That vibrator, for as good as it is, cannot do what I can do. It cannot hold you afterward.
No cuddling, right?
It can't do that. But even during the sex, it can't
kiss.
It can't kiss you. It can't grab you by your neck and say, you've never been fucked like this before.
Wow, is that what you say? That's hot.
Oh, I'm very aggressive.
I love it, Brad.
I'm very aggressive.
Did you ever
aggressive.
Think of going into porn?
I've been offered.
I'm sure you have, right? but I don't know if I would.
Why? That's weird. Just because you're on stage? Like, do they want you to make jokes while you're banging?
No, it's more along the lines of, I know a couple of people.
Yeah.
Like
they're
fetishes
fans of
or something?
Yours.
Yeah. I know a couple of people in the adult industry who, a couple female stars who have said, like, no, we should do a scene together.
And you're like, we should try it off camera first.
I've always said that.
No.
I've always said that.
And they're going broke probably right now, too, because the whole poor porn industry. Let me ask you a question real quick, Brad.
Sure, fire away.
Have you ever been successful with turning a lady onto nothing but the little people diet? I know you don't like little people, but I don't want to upset the other little people by saying midget.
Sure.
I've been chided numerous times.
I don't know if I have turned...
Like, have you ever like seen a girl that you've... been with, and you see her like later, like at a concert or something, with another little person. And you're like, oh, I've turned her.
I have been updated by several women who said that they slept with other male little people after me, and that they would never have done that.
Do you get thanks from little people saying, "Hey, thanks to you"?
I've gotten a couple emails.
I know a lot of little people get pissed at you too.
Yes, a lot of little people don't like me. Because,
why?
Because I say the word midget, and they don't like that word. I don't get why they don't like the word.
But you're getting dudes laid, so fuck them.
Yeah. Don't they know what you're doing?
I'm doing a service.
Exactly.
I've had guys get laid. I've had other male little people get laid because the woman had sex with me and then wanted to have sex with another male little person. And I've had male little people get laid because the woman thought that he was me.
Are you serious?
But she really thought you were a wee man, so it was really
right, exactly.
Well, yeah, like I've got a buddy. I won't say his name, but he's a dwarf who lives in Pittsburgh, and he sent me an email saying, "Dude, I totally got laid the other night because the girl thought that I was you." I was like, yes.
God, that's so funny.
That makes me feel so good.
She just came up and said, hey, so do people recognize you a lot wherever they can, LA? Wherever you go?
I'm at the perfect level of fame right now. Where
right.
Level, I get it.
Yeah. where every time I get recognized, it's still cool. Like, I don't get recognized a lot.
Right.
And but when it does happen, it's fun. Like, it's cool. And,
right, it is.
And,
right.
And then I get to take a picture, and I get to feel like a big shot for a second.
Right.
And it's not annoying. So
right. Just wait till it gets annoying.
Yeah. I would love to stay at just about this level of fame. It's
okay.
Great.
Well, it seems like you're doing really well.
Thank you.
Tell me about, what was your best sexual experience ever?
Oh, my God.
Can you describe it to me?
Best sexual experience
hard one,
ever.
Maybe. Or maybe not.
Best sexual experience ever. This was, well, I'll tell you two experiences.
Okay, good.
Because one.
Even better.
Because one I don't feel is fair because it was, and you'll understand why. It was at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
Oh, good. In Vegas?
That Dennis Hoff's place. That's just outside of Reno. And he saw the show, liked my act. And when I got off stage, he was there and he said, hey, come to the Bunny Ranch, whatever you want on the house.
Love it.
So
dream for so many men.
Yeah. So I went there.
He told me the same thing and my wife hates him. She hates a guy.
Oh, I bet. So I went there, had a threesome, and it was great.
Oh wow.
It was great.
Fun.
But like those are professionals and it's right. and it's their
job. Were they
job.
Really professional? Like do you feel like they
Absolutely.
Did stuff? So what did they do, these professional women that were so different than other women?
They put any of their needs completely out the
exactly.
window.
Exactly.
And it's all whatever is pleasing you. And as a guy, because so often we're trying to please the woman
right.
and trying to make sure that she has the orgasm, because let's be honest, it is on average more difficult for the woman to have the orgasm. So we do have to put in a lot of effort and be very attentive. It was just a complete switch to have not one, but two women so attentive
right.
to me and my needs.
Right.
That was great.
Especially because you say that in sex, you're always about pleasing them and them mm-hmm. having a good experience, which a lot of men are, but it seems like that's your main thing. So
sure.
I think that having women doing your thing.
I'm a comedian. My whole
right.
job is to make other people happy.
That's true.
So
I'm glad. I hope you have more experiences like that.
And then
the
then the others was a woman who gave me a massage first. She said, I want to massage you before we have sex. And that was kind of along the lines of the Bunny Ranch girls who were just so attentive to my needs.
Yeah.
Like to have a woman pamper you and then have sex with you afterward was just a great experience.
That's amazing. You need more of that. Are you dating right now?
Yeah, I'm dating.
Is that committed or no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. How's that going?
It's going wonderful. This mm-hmm. is a wonderful woman. And she allows me to have my freak flag fly.
Good.
And
like with her, like you get to do your sexual stuff with her that you can't
mm-hmm.
usually. Like what? Example.
I can't say.
Come on.
I know
it's gonna be like in your stand up, like in
I know,
a week
but
or
she
something.
She listens to every podcast.
You don't have to tell her about this.
I do.
No one listens to my show, just
oh
a couple million people.
Cool. She really likes
okay.
being slapped and choked.
Oh, she does.
She loves
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
And she's one of the women that she didn't know she liked to be slapped until I did it, and then now she
needs
loves
it. Like,
it.
Right?
Like we'll be out just on a date, at a club, dancing at a bar, whatever, and then I'll just sort of playfully turn to her and give her a light slap on the face, and she gets mad at me not because I slapped her, but because that makes her horny. Because
now she wants to like leave the club and give you a blowjob in the
yeah,
car or something. That's
like,
awesome.
Instantly.
Right. And that's good.
Did
what?
I meet her? Did you bring her in here?
Was she here? Oh.
Yep.
Oh my
does
God.
Not strike
Let's
me as a slappy type at all.
No, she
That's
doesn't.
That's the thing. It's probably the ones that you least expect are the slappy types.
Lady in the street, but a freak in the bed.
That's what a lot of guys
She's
want.
She's super cool. I like
That's
that girl.
That's what a lot of guys mm-hmm. want. I think I was in here and I didn't get to meet her because you were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of sex, we have to talk about sex toys. Go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes to check out all the toys they have there. I have a store. Use coupon code Emily and you get 15% off. And just for the record, they have a great selection of butt plugs as well as a ton of amazing toys. And the reason why I speak about butt plugs is because I was going to talk about the Jennifer Lawrence thing. Did you hear this? She was on Conan O'Brien last
yes,
night.
Yes, I heard that story. What a great story.
It was amazing.
Story.
She was on Conan O'Brien and he's like, I don't even know how it came. I watched it actually. And she was like, well, I always wanted to be a maid because, well, I had a maid, you know, I love cleaning beds. But then I once had a maid who found out my butt plugs. They were a joke. And so all day long, I've just been getting
I
jokes
think,
about butt plugs.
Yes,
but butt
I think
plugs
she said, I think she said joke. But she probably
like. Why is someone sending you? I mean, I get butt plugs in the mail, but I
yeah.
also get every sex
sure.
toy in the mail. Why is she jokingly getting butt plugs?
And
but it was still great. It was funny.
And the fact that she still had them, because like, if you get a butt plug, if I got a butt plug from a guy buddy or a girl as a joke, I would laugh, say, ah, you got me a butt plug, and then I would throw it away.
Maybe
right.
she's a hoarder.
But she kept it. Kept
under her
right.
bed.
Kept multiples.
Because she doesn't like to throw anything out. It's wasteful.
So either hoarder or she enjoys butt plugs.
And who? Some people, a lot of people do.
Good for
Anderson,
them.
You might like it yourself.
I don't
A lot
think
of men
so.
Like butt. You don't? That's I what don't. I got you for
this is awkward.
I'm kidding. Sorry.
Yeah, but use some of your Christmas holiday cash to go over there and buy some butt
exactly.
plugs.
Exactly. Yeah. Go buy some butt plugs or some sex toys or some vibrators because honestly, only 30% of women, and that's a kind of a high number, can even have orgasms during intercourse alone. They need other stimulation, clitoral mainly.
Yeah, there. I've met women that say that they can only achieve orgasm anally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I had a porn star on the show last week, and that's what she said, and I was that was amazing to me.
Yeah,
I can't have an orgasm unless something is in my ass.
Love it. Who is that? What?
Her name is what was her name?
That was just a random caller from like years ago.
Oh, okay, really? Okay. That sounded like my chick from last week, Chanel. That was her name. That's hilarious. Anderson, you're so good with the quotes.
I'm pretty great.
Which Chanel?
Okay. So, Brad, you're with what?
Wait, which Chanel?
God damn it. How do I not remember
Preston?
Last week?
Number five.
Yeah.
Chanel Preston?
Wait, did you sleep with her?
Well, no, but she knows me. She's
what
cool.
does that mean, she knows you?
Chanel
Preston.
Yeah, she's come to my shows, and she's great. She's
Was she waiting for you backstage?
No. She came with a bunch of porn stars to watch me one time.
Oh.
And we met and we talked, and she's great.
Okay.
She's fun. So
yeah, she's a fun girl.
So that's
so
why
she's
curious.
Like that as well. But yeah. She talks, she, you know, share that on the show.
Yeah.
I love anal sex, and I actually masturbate that way as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I talked to her about it because, personally, I've never done anal with
okay.
a woman. I've never had anyone do anything to me.
Okay.
I've avoided the area. And so
because why? Just you don't think it would.
I've heard some horror stories.
There are some horror stories, right.
And I knowing my life as a comedian, like just it, like people say like, oh, how do you write your jokes? I don't write my jokes. Jokes
right.
happen to me.
Exactly.
So in that way I'm scared because I just know that with my track record of fucked up stuff
right.
happening to me, I know that I would have something go terribly
just
wrong.
Just do it and then come back on my show. Please, I want first rights when you do it. I want first rights to the anal, to the bad Brad Williams anal sex story. Please.
Sure.
No, but people do have bad anal sex, post-traumatic anal sex experiences, and they never have it again because people do it wrong.
Okay. Well, I'm with the world famous Emily.
Yes.
How do you do it right?
Well, that's a really good question.
Yes.
We actually talk about this in the show a lot, but you need lots of lube.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're performing on a woman.
Yes.
You need to go slow. You need to start very slow. Like maybe the first time you even like venture into her butt region, you just use a little bit of lube and like you, or you can lick your finger and you just rub around her mm-hmm. anus, like her butthole. Like that's it. You don't even go inside. You don't even venture. Like a lot of guys, they're drunk, they're having sex, they ram it in, and
yeah,
she
yeah.
has a horrible experience and whatever. Not good. So you start with lube. You start just touching
now,
it, and the next time maybe a finger.
Okay.
You get it, and you build up.
Would
you get where I'm going with this.
Would you advise the woman or guy, if that's your thing?
We can talk about that in a minute, yeah.
Would you advise getting an enema beforehand?
People do that. You mm-hmm. could do that. You could also just, I guess if you're really nervous about it, you could do that or just make sure that you're, you know, you drink a lot of water that day and you
people
avoid
that
certain
do that
foods.
Are like,
yeah.
ironically
or like
very anal people.
Anals, yeah, exactly.
Right? Anyone who's getting an enema
right.
beforehand?
Like if you're going out for Mexican food, you're having a big dinner and drinking beers and then you're going home having sex, I wouldn't do it that night.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you could get an enema, but you could also just, you know, make sure that day you're more mindful about what you eat and
I've had women
go to the bathroom.
I've had women tell me, like, let's just do it in the shower and that way.
That's another good way to do
there's
it.
There's a fast exit.
It's true. That is that is so true. And you could do it in the shower. You could take a shower beforehand. Mm-hmm. You could feel better. And definitely always after because you might have sex again. And then there's sex, you know.
Sure.
There could be stuff on him.
Yeah.
And then men like it too, though.
Sure.
Male prostate. It doesn't mean you're gay.
No.
I'm not saying you are. But a lot of men, they
very
didn't even
few.
Know. Just like how how these women didn't know that they like face mm-hmm. slapping until you slapped it.
Yeah.
A lot of men don't know they like anal penetration until someone sticks a finger inside there or something.
Very sure. few. Very few.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it. So, Brad, okay, where can everyone find you and talk to you and have sex with you? Sex with Brad Williams.
They can listen to my podcast, About Last Night, which is available on iTunes or the podcast website, aboutlastnightpodcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad. I try to tweet jokes along with promotional stuff. And for my complete list of tour dates, I'm already booked over 20 weeks in 2014.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Brad,
you're a successful comedian.
Go to Brad Williams Comedy. .com and click on the tour schedule and you can see me coming into town near you.
Awesome.
And,
that's great.
And then you can see me coming in you.
Exactly. You're gonna have a huge lineup after this show. Just wait. Don't say it. And I want to thank you or something. I would like to thank you for all the women who are going to want to have sex with you after the show.
Hey,
you have to thank me because I just feel good when I help people have better sex.
You're
anyway.
The ultimate wingman, Emily.
I actually am. I get all my friends laid, I have to say. Not necessarily myself all the time, but everyone else, I'm really good at getting people. It's just one of my skills.
Love it.
We all have to know where our strengths are. Thanks, Anderson. for the show tonight.
Thank you, Em. Thanks
for being here with me. And
Mr.
I love
Williams.
You. And Brad, so great to have you.
And thank you.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Happy New Year. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.